Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Friday, the 6th of December. Okay, everything football-wise is processed and done, and I've updated. I know I've mentioned halftime CSLAs for Ultimate People a couple of times. I've updated the results there so you can get that sheet, because I know everybody doesn't play every game. And as I said to my Ultimate guys this morning, Frankfurt look a decent bet this evening. Yesterday, obviously, I recorded that podcast at the M11. I've had a few of you say you couldn't hear it. I'll be honest, I've played elements of it back this morning. I've just sort of fast-forwarded through it. And yes, I appreciate it was noisy. I was driving up the M11 at exactly 70 miles an hour, of course. It was busy, big lorries, etc. around me. So yes, there was a bit of noise, but I don't think it was inaudible and you couldn't hear anything. Certainly some of you heard the first half goal at Arsenal. Don't laugh. Amazing, really. I thought Arsenal were big. I mean, well, it doesn't matter whether you think they're a big price. They've got to win the game, but they are having a bit of a shambolic time, aren't they? Didn't see the game, but obviously we got the first half goal there. Those of you joined RTS Racing on Monday, you had Sam of ISR, I think it was a BSP of 65. I know I've sort of seen various people backing it between 50 and 60. I put six horses up on the pod and we had a nice 12-1 shot and a couple of others. So horses have been superb. I'd love to know how many points some of you are up just off the pod horses. I reckon you've done well in the last few weeks. And obviously we'll keep going if anything comes out. Horrible day today and I haven't had much, but I'll run through what I have got in a minute. Two things I did mention on the pod yesterday. One was just a quick recap. I'm not going to go over it all because I've got slight doggy issues again today. One is that I was just talking about other people sort of interfering in what you do and worrying more what others do than what they do. I mean, it's something I've talked about before and it seems to really be manifesting itself again, be it to my members, you know, people who've joined and they get stalked or grief from elsewhere or service providers. And it's not exclusive to me. You know, I've seen other people on Twitter have to go through abuse and this, that and the other. And the bottom line, people sort of say, well, it's social. It's not social media. Social media allows them to blossom. It's just not very nice people. It's just people who aren't, you know. You don't. Social media doesn't make you a horrible, nasty person. I don't think you've probably got it in you. And you know, people try and make excuses for them. They're just not nice people. If you're sitting at home and using social media as a tool to stalk and abuse people, and try and undermine them all the time, you're just not a very nice person. That's the bottom line. You can make as many excuses as you like. I have one way of dealing with it. I don't retaliate. You don't. You'll never see me enter into a Twitter spat with people. I pass it to lawyers. That's what I do, because that's the only way you do get to stop it. And I said I've got legal. I've got a case at the minute that will manifest in the new year. I actually enjoy it, because when you've been to a lawyer, they say one or two things. No, you know, man up. It's nothing. It's pathetic. Or they say, actually, this is a systematic case of you being undermined. We can take this forward. And that's where I'm at the minute. So. But I was just basically saying that I know a few of you have sort of contacted me about different things with relation to this. Just don't worry about it. Let other people. If other people's obsession is worrying about what you're doing, you're probably doing something right. You know, it is a jealousy sort of thing. We like to knock winners. You know, and I said there's many ways to skin a cat. Don't criticise. You know, you don't see me criticising other people's methods. I'll read stuff and think I don't agree with it, or I'll read stuff and say, well, I've got a different thing. But we're all different, aren't we? That's what I said, you know. Anyway, don't worry about it. And the other thing I was talking about was people who'd emailed in and said that they'd sort of won fixed odds and perhaps lost trading, and asking for advice. Obviously, I said the easiest advice is to stop trading, but I just still think most people try and do too much. That fear of missing out, trying to be jack of all trades. I laid the draw for 3 years, didn't do anything else. Try and focus on one market. I know a lot of people listened to this yesterday, getting it again. It's for those who couldn't drown out the traffic noise, need to buy new PCs or speakers. You know, focus on one market, be it late goals or be it a first half goal or be it 1.5 market or over 3.5, whatever market, focus and learn that market inside out. Learn what happens when games start at different prices. A game that starts, or a game at half time where the next goal is 1.16 is different to a game that's 1.25. Eventually, every game ends up at 101. I had this conversation with Suggsy. So obviously, if let's say a first half goal market lay under 0.5 first half goals is 4.5 in one game, and it's 3.75 in one game. In that 45 minutes, they're both going to get to 101 blank market if there's no goals. What happens? How quickly? Because one's obviously got to move quicker at a certain time than the other one to catch up, to get to that 101. When does that happen? Learn those markets. Learn the market movements, exactly what happens. 4.5 to 101 in 45 minutes, 3.75 to 101. They both don't move in a uniform manner. It's impossible because it wouldn't if it was all comparable. You know, and similarly, in the second half, games don't get to 2.0 at the same time. Different things happen depending on the price. It's all just about learning the market you're in. And I think if people watched markets and learned a bit more in one market, once you've got that process and that discipline, then you can apply it to another. But people are too worried about initial profits and diving in straight away, fear of missing out, without really thinking it through any logic. You know, I was talking to FDD guys, and I said, still live in a world where people just want tips. You know, where we want to be more about a bit of education going forward, and that's where the focus is, and learning these things, because that's what will make you a better. So those were the sort of two main things I was waffling on about in the car yesterday. But on to today. I'll do the football first. Hang on, the computer's asking me for updates. Oh, bear with me. Right, back there. Need. Oh, sorry about this. I know I've gone silent. I'm just having a little bit of PC trouble. Right, here we go. Okay, where are we? There? No. Right, football. In France at 7:45, Nîmes versus Lyon, first half goal. So if it is 0-0, 20-25 minutes, then drip back in over 0.5 or drip laying under 0.5. Nîmes versus Lyon. And in Poland, I know you like hearing me pronounce these, Korona Kielce versus Arka Gdynia at 5 o'clock kickoff, over 1.5. Getting various reports, people playing them from the start, people doing what I do, waiting 20-25 minutes and dripping in. If a goal goes in, remove your liability. Again, some people, if a goal goes in first half, they're letting it run because obviously they're in at a slightly better price. But purely up to you. I'm just giving you the information there. Right. I did meet FDD and I said about the email yesterday. I'll have more info on all that sort of stuff over the next week or so. But I have got a couple of horses. I just need to get on Betfair. And check some prices for you. Bear with me a second. I'm a bit tired today. I haven't slept great. Not that I ever do, but I'm just a little bit knackered today. Sedgefield there, 245. Okay, Sedgefield 245. Small win bet, Sedgefield 245. Instant replay, 6-runner race. Small win bet, 245. Instant replay. Sandown. Somebody asked me about Sandown this morning. I've got a couple for Sandown here. So if you're listening, I think it was Matt. If you're listening, Matt, these are the couple I've got for Sandown. I don't need to send them to you separately. Sandown 155, My Way, Win and Place. Sandown 155, My Way, Win and Place. Oh, Sandown. Got three at Sandown. Sandown 225, Happy Go Lucky, Win Bet. And Sandown 255, Bought Before Lunch, Win and Place. Bought Before Lunch, Win and Place. And then I've got one at Newcastle in the 425, Danny Ocean, Win and Place. So that is that. So Danny Ocean at Newcastle, Happy Go Lucky, 225, Sandown. 255 Sandown, Bought Before Lunch. 155 Sandown, My Way. and Sedgefield 245 instant replay. That is the horses. Hopefully we keep on the good run. I think there's also a few on the macros. Obviously don't expect to get 65 winners each day, but I do think that the FTS suite of tools is proving worthwhile to more and more of you now, which is great. And that's what it's all about. And as I say, after Christmas, we'll move into education a little bit more, and we've got some great ideas to come. Okay, right. Have a lovely Friday. Good luck with your weekend football punting. I'll be back tomorrow. It'll be just business as usual tomorrow. Busy weekend of football. Trading guys, not much tonight, I don't think, but I think we've got a busy Saturday by the looks of. So I'll be in touch as per normal on the WhatsApp. Okay, have a lovely Friday, and I'll be back with you tomorrow morning.